So if we can move on then, and I'd like to welcome John Paul Donnelly and Alex Cayley, who are going to speak to us about looking ahead to life after the pandemic. So over to you. Thanks very much.
Hello, everyone. I hope you can hear me okay. So I'm here today with John Paul Donnelly and his sister Lisa Donnelly as well. Both were involved in the project. They were members of our Glasgow advisory group for the project Self-Build Social Care. And we've also been fortunate enough to work together sort of since, really. So we wrote a paper with us and the research team on some of the findings. So Lisa and John Paul acted as co-authors, and we've been keeping in touch fairly regularly throughout lockdown as well. So thanks for joining us both. So John Paul, we're going to have a little chat about sort of life during lockdown, but also sort of moving forward, what's happening sort of post lockdown. I wouldn't say post pandemic, obviously. And Lisa, feel free to chip in as well, of course. But you will also have an opportunity to hopefully talk with Lisa as well during the breakout rooms. So just to start, so John Paul, I know you're involved with a number of organisations, Glasgow Disability Alliance being one. Can you say a bit about GDA and the work you do with them?
Well, since 20, do you want to discuss about before the lockdown or before lockdown or during lockdown?
Well, maybe actually it's a good place to start is you can talk about GDA and sort of how, as an organisation, they supported you during lockdown.
Okay. Well, March 2020, GDA has been on, was on start from the beginning, phoning people. They started a survey to find out how people were coping with lockdown, if they needed anything with shopping, medication, how they're doing with funding and carers, and what's the main things they're struggling with, like mental health, learning programs. So they put a survey together and they contact 5,000 members, and also sent out surveys paper-wise to people to also fill out. And you might see it on their Facebook page or their website, their supercharged report about it. They set up a connection program as well, and they sent out iPads to members who don't have iPads to connect with other members, and also set up learning programs, because we've done a few learning programs. And the first time we did an online program through Zoom was a Drive for Changes. And they phoned us up to say, right, we're going to start. And I was 30 minutes before the session to get everybody set up and how people are coping on Zoom. Is everything okay? And first time I've done Zoom, I could see myself, but not hear the voice. And some members were actually helpful as well.
Yeah, because so, it was a new thing that a lot of people had to learn, wasn't it? Suddenly, every meeting and all, you know, was online on Zoom. So, GDA, because they're a large members organisation, aren't they? Based in Glasgow, and they were very quick to, like you said, they were very quick. March 2020, very quick to move all their activities online and support people to use Zoom and things.
Yeah, and so they've been doing a lot of things, because not every just says all the organisations that for people with disability or disabled people all closed down. So we were the ones who were struggling to do things, because like myself, I couldn't go into a shop because all the shops were closed down. So I had to buy things online. Lisa loves her jewellery. So we were like, what do we do if we run out of things? What else do we do? So GD was setting up programs like dancing, even singing with a member, a staff member from, if anybody watches Still Games, one of the staff in there. We've even got our own song from another Scottish person, Canada Bar. That was done by Possibilities.
Possibilities are another organisation that you're involved with as well, aren't they?
Yeah. Mm. Possibilities started doing things during lockdown by doing things on Facebook Live, but you had to be they set up a private group, so you had to be invited to this group. Mm-hmm. So if you invited people, you had to invite people, or you had to be asked to join this group. So it wasn't, and they've done like live shows, like a Wednesday connecting meetings, a bingo. Mm-hmm. They've done a quizzes, and various other subjects on mm-hmm. Facebook. But if you mm-hmm. went on social media, how are you going to find out about these other things that's happening in the club? But they also done a phone call every fortnight by the staff. They were phoning you up every fortnight to say, like, G-Day, how mm-hmm. are you? What have you been up to? How are you keeping? So, yeah.
It's good, isn't it? So yeah, just sort of that kind of connecting, with checking in to make sure. I think you just said they were like well-being phone calls, just to check, you know, how people were doing.
Yeah.
At regular points, because I suppose not everybody would be necessarily coming on to the Facebook Live events or attending the Zoom meetings. So we've spoken a bit as well, haven't we, about, so now, you know, those are some of the things that you were doing during lockdown or lockdowns. It sounds like, from what you've said, you were keeping fairly busy with various online activities, and GDA and Possibilities have been good at supporting that. What about now? Where are you at now in terms of getting out more in your community, you know, in the community? Do any of the activities that GDA are running, are they still all online? Or
I think because last year everybody was actually hoping the jab would have been like, okay, that would have been a big praise. But because of the stories you're hearing on the paper, like, yeah, people have been double vaccinated, but still getting COVID and passing away. But that mm-hmm. could be either underlying health problems. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I think people still got that wary of going places, because not every organisation is opened up yet for people with disabled people. Mm-hmm. Because another organisation we really go to is See the Person, and they've done things online as well through Facebook and Zoom. But they've opened up one Saturday, and it's a Saturday between 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. But they're actually saying staff are social distance. They've got everything all marked to it and saying, this is what you're going to be doing. Make sure that everybody is safe. If you've got a cold, don't come in. So they have done amazingly well.
GDA,
they're still doing things online because they still deal with people that are vulnerable and elderly.
Because mm-hmm. you did say, didn't you, that actually, even though it's the See the Person is another organisation you're involved with, that even though that they are running this Saturday group, you don't feel quite comfortable yet joining that group, do you? You at the moment you prefer to keep with the online activities, is that right?
Yeah, I think because I'm still a bit wary, because even though I'm being double jabbed, because I've still got all these underlying health problems, like epilepsy and shadow my right lung. If mm-hmm. I catch COVID, it could cause pneumonia and that would just take me out. So, mm-hmm. and because the NHS is struggling, because some hospitals are actually saying if it's a life-threatening matter, mm-hmm. go and see your GP or go to a chemist, and you think mm-hmm. to yourself, okay, mm-hmm. is this really going, if we go, if we're ill, how do we really Piers is going to work for Pearson. Well, learn this about it. How are we supposed to understand this?
Mm-hmm. And do you feel, is that the experience of other people you feel as well, that actually, you know, it's not, you know, this pandemic is not over, is it? So actually the risks are still very real for people, and not everyone's quite ready to be mingling out and about just yet.
I've spoken to a lot of people from GDA, Post Abilities, and Sarah Pearson. They're still saying, they're still a bit wary going back out to places, but they have been doing certain things outside, but they still go that way, like, if they're near somebody, they're like, they've got that pant, like, they're feeling their heart pounding or panic attacks, and they just want to go back home, and when they're home, they're like, in a couple of days later, they're feeling like they've got a cough or something, like, is this it? That's the thing. It's mentally draining us soon.
Yeah, so it's a cause for a lot of anxiety, isn't it?
Sort yeah.
About, you know, everything opening up again, that can be quite difficult, can't it?
Yeah.
So in terms of things that you felt worked well during lockdown that you would like to continue then, in terms of the work that GDA have been doing, that Possibilities have been doing, are there things that you would like to see continue?
Well, as ever, if the Zoom sessions, because although before the lockdown had happened, there is people still really kind of get out because either accessible situation or need to help me getting out. So as I was speaking to a couple of members during lockdown, they were saying, if you think about it, you're not in our situation. So we've been in that situation. We couldn't get out to go to places like a shop. We only saw a carer or a nurse. We had to look at four walls every day. Or if you got a phone call from GDA to say, we're coming to pick you up in a taxi with a support carer. It was like, so Zoom is a better thing. Mm-hmm. If you do Facebook Lives. Mm-hmm. But it's really, that's the things I would have to say, is keep that going.
Because, yeah, you said before, actually, because, you know, for example, GDA being a large members organisation, that actually with some of the face-to-face things before lockdown, you know, you were seeing the same faces. You weren't seeing everyone who was part of that organisation, but actually you saw many more people on Zoom because not everybody could attend in person, but actually a lot more people were attending online. So it's helped you connect with a range of people.
Yeah, as I said, and at least I'll tell you yourself, it's like when we used to go to GDA, we would sit beside the ones that really got to know well. But through Zoom, there was people on there, I was like, I've seen you in GDA and I've never got to really know you very well. And since GDA on Zoom, I've like, okay, you've got the same situation, you're like the same music, or we like the same, we've got the same illness or so on. We've got to know each other very well, and we're bonded very well, and we've contact through WhatsApp, and we've became like friends and all that stuff through other organizations. We'll say, oh, do you know there's an organization in this area? There's an organization in this area, and they were like, I didn't know that, and I was like, yeah.
So yeah, so a positive thing to take forward then for lots of organizations is is actually the ability to connect online. Thank you. I think is that our time up? I think it might be. Thank you for that conversation. That was really interesting. Shared some good insights there.
Thanks ever so much to John Paul and to Alex. That was excellent. I think we got some of the same themes to come out there about this balance between in-person and online, the potential expansion of networks that people have because of the pandemic and so on, which is, you know, and what things to continue maybe beyond that. So really interesting. Thanks ever so much.